This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Tig,
I think we should start out by telling everybody about our live show.
Yeah.
Because we're getting very, I was going to say hyped up. That doesn't really.
I wouldn't say that, but
it doesn't
when we
really
get closer to the date, when we get closer to the date, you will see us hyped up.
Hyped up. But we
it's
have
sold out.
Yeah, it's sold out.
The live show.
In person, it's sold out.
In person, but not streaming. Streaming has endless amounts of tickets for sale.
Yes. So this happens on January 31st. You can get a ticket for the live stream at dynastytypewriter.com, or you can go look for us on your social media pages.
Great. Awesome announcement.
It came to an abrupt end. I thought there was going to be something more after that.
I thought so too, the way you were talking, and then it just
ended. It's going to be fun because we're going to do fun stuff, and we're going to we're going to have a live audience, which is going to be, I don't even know what this is going to be. Honestly, I don't know what this
Cheryl's going to be trashed.
Oh, that's possible. It's possible. Okay. Yeah. Well, you might be on, you know, you might be tripping on something.
Not till February.
Whoa. Okay. So the day before February, as I like to call January 31st.
You and the rest of the people alive on the planet.
Okay. This episode, what do we talk about?
We talked about Meghan and Harry.
Mm-hmm. We got deep.
Yeah. A lot of therapy stuff.
Yeah. A lot of therapy stuff. Mm-hmm. So it might be very helpful for someone out there.
Probably not
coming from us.
Yeah.
Well, shall we get right to it?
Please.
Ladies and jerks, welcome to Stutz.
It all started when Tig and Cheryl met in the mid-2000s.
Hey, nice to meet you, Tig. I'm Cheryl Hines.
Hi, Cheryl. I'm Tig Notaro. Should we do a podcast about documentaries?
Yes.
A podcast about documentaries?
Is this microphone on?
Five furious frogs fiddling faintly. Furious frogs fiddling faintly. Fry furious frogs fiddling faintly.
I am the first ever podcast. And Tig and Cheryl are following in the sound of my footsteps.
Let's get started.
I'm so ready.
Tig and Cheryl.
True story. Hey, Tiggy.
Hey, Cheryl. Hey.
Oh, man. How are you?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
That wasn't very convincing. Are you doing all right, or are you just like faking it?
No, I'm doing all right. Okay. You know, life ups and downs.
Highs and lows.
Yeah. How are you?
I'm good right now. But see, I'm knocking on wood because, you know, could go south any second.
Sure can.
We're really here to bring everybody up.
Well, tonight, as I told you, my kids watched your Lego episode.
Yeah.
I forgot that you did that.
I had forgotten I did it, too. And then
was it fun?
It was so fun.
Oh, good.
I mean, it was so fun. And I'm sure if you're a Lego nerd, it would be even more fun. But I didn't really know much about Lego when I started. But, you know, I mean, it was a giant set full of those tiny friggin'
Legos.
Yeah.
Legos.
Yeah. Well, just so you know, the plural of Lego is Lego. Listen, I'm just correcting you because it's the right thing to do.
Wait, so you don't say Legos?
No.
Well, yes, I do.
You're not supposed to. People will know that you are not for real.
Mm-hmm.
If you call
them
Legos.
Well, I'm not. If you've seen me around my sons, Stephanie sits and builds them.
Oh.
You know, she claims it's for them, but I think she really, really enjoys doing it. Like, it's kind of, I think, meditative for
her.
But also, not to take away the fact that she's very involved and hands-on.
Of course. Right. I like that she would be swiping the kids' hands away, like, I got this one. Leave it.
She kind of she kind of is.
I'm building a city.
Yeah, yeah.
Tig, I just saw your trailer for...
Your Place or Mine.
I put in your Instagram, are you playing identical twins with Ashton Kutcher?
What? Did we make a joke about that?
No, but that's what it looks like.
Somebody on set said that, and I don't see that. You don't really see that, do you?
It does seem like you guys look similar.
That's so crazy.
I know, it takes away from your Tom Cruise gig.
Yeah, but it stays on track with the only men.
But good-looking men.
And Adam Scott,
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Yeah, also good-looking. So it's a compliment.
Well, if somebody could, like, merge those faces, like if there's, like, an app where you can merge all the different people that... Maybe
that
I shouldn't say this, and I should... Oh.
Come up with it.
Come up
you
with it.
You start writing your, what is it called when you write your computer stuff? What's that called, Thomas?
Oh, I thought you were going to say will. But if you combine all the faces of the people, the celebrities that people say you look like, and then see what that looks like, if it's anything like you.
All right. Let's try it.
Okay.
We'll try it. It seems like there is an app out there, and everyone always ends up looking like Oprah.
Oh, well, that's not bad.
That's not bad at all.
Yeah.
But how could everyone look like Oprah?
I don't know. Maybe Oprah's been out there a little busy.
Oh, you know? She's got kids she doesn't even know about.
Exactly.
Hello.
Does it come with Oprah's wallet?
Mm. Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah. Speaking of Oprah, that reminds me of the conversation we were having before. I know we talked about Oprah on our Harry and Meghan episode.
Yes.
And maybe Thomas had filled us in on some comments about the Meghan and Harry episode. And I just want to say, anyone that had a problem with it, Stephanie and I had dinner with our
Harry
dear friends.
Mm-hmm.
Well.
Oh?
I mean, one step removed. One of their very dear friends a few nights ago, and they listened to our episode and loved it and thought it was hilarious. And so there you go.
Yeah. I mean, I think it was just like one or two people that said, oh my gosh, you didn't even watch it all. And that's true. We didn't watch it all.
You know why we didn't watch it all?
Yeah.
Because it hadn't dropped yet.
And by the way,
the
when we started
three
watching,
episodes
we thought it was only
dropped.
Three episodes. When we started watching it, we thought it was only three episodes.
Exactly.
And we were like, whew, we're done. And then it seems like that day or something, or the day after, it was like, oh, three more just dropped. And we were like, oh, shitballs.
Yeah.
And then by that time, we had already moved on to Lizzo.
Exactly. But we might do the other three of Harry.
We'll
and
circle
Meghan.
Back.
But everyone,
yes.
Relax.
Listen, you're not, we're not here
podcast.
To tell you stuff you don't already know.
You have tuned into the wrong place.
Okay, listen, shall we just jump in after
let's do
10
it.
Minutes of... Mm-hmm. Today, I'm excited about this one.
Okay, I am too.
Oh, okay. You're like, okay. Today we are talking about Stutz. Stutz is a 2022 documentary directed by actor Jonah Hill. The documentary features footage of sessions between Jonah and his psychiatrist Phil Stutz. Stutz is available to watch on Netflix. Oh my gosh. Did you have any expectations about this?
I had no clue. My dear pal, who I grew up with, Megan, she is a therapist.
Megan Markle.
Megan Markle. My dear friend, Megan Markle. Hey, Megan, hey.
Hey, Megan, hey.
No, Megan, she texted me and she asked if this was my therapist because I had told her about my therapist years ago. I said he was an older gentleman. Mm. And Megan thought, she said, is this your therapist? And but I just have to say, I have a.
Are you going
to
say it is?
No, it's
okay,
not.
It's not. Okay.
And I recently went to this woman, this therapist that was in my area that wasn't as far away as the older gentleman therapist. Yeah. And if my older gentleman therapist is listening, hey, older gentleman therapist.
Hey.
But I've gone to, who cares? Anyway.
Point
what
is.
What I want to say
out
of the gate is.
Do it.
I love Jonah Hill.
I love Jonah Hill. And by the way. Uh-huh. I hate to brag.
Okay.
But
braggadocious alert!
I've probably told you this before, but I
so
gave
what?
Jonah one of his earlier acting jobs. Back in the day, long, long time ago, I produced a show called Campus Ladies about two women, that middle-aged women that go to college for the first time, and they live in a freshman
Carrie
dorm.
Carrie Aisley
and Kristen Sesson. Very funny. So, yeah, so they live in a freshman dorm, and we were cast. It was all improvised. We were casting the RA, like the guy who lives in the dorm and, you know, is supposed to keep an eye on everybody. And we wanted him to be like a real ladies' man, like everybody in the dorm has had sex with him. And
sure, I know what a ladies' man is.
Well... I just didn't know if you still remember things like that. So we had all these like really great looking guys come in and they're, you know, auditioning and it was funny and they were good. And then Jonah came in and he wasn't, you know, what we thought we were looking for.
Yeah.
But he was so funny and so great. And it was even better that he is who he is. And all the girls in the dorm loved him.
Yeah.
So, we did Campus Ladies for a few years, and he was so freaking funny. But I love Jonah Hill, too.
Yeah, he's so likable.
And when you watch this, he's very vulnerable, and it was clearly his choice to do this film.
Nobody forced him, you're saying?
I don't think so. Would it be weird if his therapist did force him to do this film?
Well, that's a question I had because I felt like, isn't it not considered appropriate to have a personal relationship with a therapist?
Well, it's interesting that you say that because I was wondering that too because so Jonah wanted to make this documentary because he really loves and respects Phil Stutz, his psychiatrist.
Yeah.
You know what? I didn't even realize he was a psychiatrist until these last few moments. Did you know that?
I did because they said it in the...
Oh, I thought it was just psychologist. That's not even a nice thing to say. I thought it doesn't matter.
Nothing matters.
But Jonah wanted to make this documentary to show the tools and wisdom that Stutz had shared with him through the years and hoping that it would benefit other people as well.
Now, did you, when these tools were presented, were you feeling like, ooh, I can't wait to hear what these tools are?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Because it almost, for a moment you feel like, oh, we're going to find the secret to life right now.
Yes.
The secret to happiness is coming.
Right, and I fell for that. And maybe you will. And as I've shared with you before, and the listeners know, but I, you know, as crazy as it is, I have struggled since that situation with being locked in that bathroom.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, maybe this can help me.
Oh.
And so I really was.
You were paying attention to this one.
I was paying attention real hard.
In a way like you never do.
Exactly.
I mean, it was very insightful. But I don't know for your particular situation.
Well, you know, it probably could help with any situation.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I found myself thinking more about it. I was talking to Stephanie about it today. And I was just really trying to explore these ideas and think about them in my life. And so I'm curious, you know, maybe there will be people that it would help. But you probably do need more in-depth than just an hour and a half documentary. But go ahead, Cheryl.
They're really great ideas and perspective.
Yeah.
Where you sit back and you go, oh, everybody mm-hmm. feels like this. I thought it was just me.
Yeah.
Then that's even comforting and makes you feel like, okay, I'm not as crazy as I think.
But you also know that. People know that. You hear that all along in life, that you're not alone. Everyone feels the same. We're all connected. You don't believe it. Uh-uh. And you see people that are successful. You see people that are in, you know, in a job you want or a relationship you
Oprah.
Want. You have Oprah.
Yeah.
Whatever it is, social media feeds into that for people where they're like, oh my gosh, they have the perfect life. But everyone's feeling relatively similar.
Yeah, yeah.
To what you are.
And what's interesting too about this documentary is we find out early on that Stutz, I guess we'll just call him Stutz, Phil?
Yeah, of course.
Dr. Stutz.
He's begging to be called Stutz. The movie is called Stutz. And what's his face is calling
Jonah.
Him Stutz. Jonah, he asked that I call him What's His Face.
He loves to be called What's His Face.
He loves it. And but Jonah
calls him Stutz.
Yeah, calls
him Hey Man. Well, so Stutz has Parkinson's.
Yeah.
You know, it's a part of this.
Yeah.
And this isn't watching Jonah Hill do therapy.
Mm-hmm.
Because at first, that's what I thought I was going to sit down and watch, which I was happy to do, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't that necessarily, but they did really talk about, you know,
things.
Yeah, deep things. Mm-hmm. But it is interesting too that you're saying that, because even Jonah in this film, you know, clearly he has experienced so much success.
Thanks to you.
Thank you. I was really fishing for that.
No, thank you.
You're welcome, world. But I'm sure it's easy to look at someone like Jonah Hill and be like, how could you have problems?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're a great actor. People love you. You're successful. You have everything you want.
You were on Campus Ladies.
You were on Campus Ladies for years.
We are talking about your documentary on our hit sensation of a podcast.
It's hard, you know, it's hard to, but then like you're saying, it's everybody, no matter where you are in your life, you have your issues and your hurdles and your, you know, things that are holding you back.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that I really liked that he said was,
we have to take a break.
Oh, shit. Come on. I was just about to.
I'm sorry. You're looking down, reading an outline.
Because
and
I want to make sure I get the words right.
We'll be right back on Tig and Cheryl's True Story.
I can't believe it.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And we are back on Tig and Cheryl True Story to talk about Jonah Hill
and Stutz.
Stutz.
I was just about to say something very profound.
I doubt that.
It's not my idea. I'm just repeating what we saw in the film. But I do think, listen, I do think that this is the secret to happiness.
Ooh, I'm all ears.
Well, it's not going to be interesting because you're going to be like, well, yeah.
Is it alcohol?
It's a dirty martini. Boom, tart done, meanie. Happy. It's a tart meanie. Stutz believes there are three aspects of reality you cannot avoid. Pain, uncertainty, and constant work. And I do think the idea of uncertainty, I think people's relationship with uncertainty may correlate to their happiness.
Yeah.
Because everything is uncertain. But we want things to be rock solid, and we want the plan to go the way we want it to go. We want people to be the way that we want them to be. And you know, also, you don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. You don't know what's going to happen if you get locked in a bathroom. You don't know what's going to happen the next moment.
I know now what happens when I get locked in a bathroom.
Well, yeah. So that probably triggers your, what's it called, anxiety even more.
I never had anxiety until now. But yes.
Do you think that being, when you were locked in there, do you think that the anxiety came from, I don't know what's going to happen next, and then your mind goes to the worst place? Like, I could be in here for 3 days. Yeah, I could die in here and nobody's going to know. Like, you go from 0 to 60.
I didn't think I was going to die, but it felt similar, I guess, to what I imagine a fear of being buried alive.
Wow.
Might be like it was that intense.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah, it's very intense. And I have waves of it still that come over me. But also, I am talking to a therapist. And as I've told you, I'm going to do a mushroom trip.
I can't wait to hear about that.
And
I can't wait to hear about
Stephanie
that.
And I have signed up to do transcendental meditation courses.
That's exciting.
I'm very excited.
Do you want me to write a word outside on a beam by my house and see if you can fly over and read it? A message.
What does that mean?
Well, do you feel like you're going to be able to, like, get out of your body and travel?
Oh, I don't know anything about transcendental meditation.
Oh, why did you sign up for?
Well, I'm going to learn how to do it. I'm hoping to learn how to do it.
Okay. On the outside of my office.
Okay.
In my house. And one day if you come up and say, whatever the message is, I'm not going to say it out loud.
So is that what happens? You learn how to do it and then you fly over your house and look for messages?
I think that's pretty much everyone's goal.
Okay. Well, that's my plan, is to do the classes for transcendental meditation.
Okay.
And then I'm going to do a mushroom trip after a little while of kind of practicing meditation.
Mm.
And that's my plan right now.
Okay.
To try and...
Will you share it with us? I'm trying to slow things down a little bit.
Mm. What's that?
Mm. Will you share it? Like, highlights?
Of course. I have trouble
not sharing
everything. So you think I'm going to trip on mushrooms and be like, oh, nothing. This is somebody who has maybe had 40 drinks of alcohol in my whole life. And I'm going to trip on mushrooms and like, just hung out. What about yourself?
And are you doing it recreationally, or are you
doing it? No, I'm going to do a guided.
Oh, okay. So
a guided trip.
Okay. Oh.
Yeah.
I cannot wait.
I'm actually very excited. And a little terrified.
I mean, I told you about my mushroom story in college.
Probably, but I don't listen. No,
it's not good.
Oh.
It's not a good story. It's,
well,
I'll revisit it anyway.
Yeah, revisit it
hey,
after.
Bluebell.
After I do my trip, because if it's not story.
No, the story is.
Okay.
It was spring break.
Okay.
I was working at a restaurant. The people that I was working with were all like, when we're done, we're going to do these mushrooms. They gave me mushrooms. I was not mentally prepared. I didn't know what I was doing. So I took them to the ladies' room and threw them away.
Oh, yeah. Right. And they were all upset with you.
Yeah. Yeah, and then they were mad, and they ran in and got them.
You have better stories.
Okay, listen. Circling back to uncertainty.
Yep.
It is your threshold for uncertainty, I think, that can make them happy, can help them find their happiness. If you have a high threshold for uncertainty, like, I don't know what's going to happen, but I know I'm going to handle it. Life is going to go on.
Yeah.
Whatever happens is going to happen. Bring it on. Okay. Mm-hmm. Or if it's like, oh my God, if this thing happens and that thing happens and then we're totally screwed and then we're going to be on this island for 2 years.
That sounds nice. To be on an island for 2 years. Like, that's worst case scenario is...
Wasted away again
in Margaritaville.
Oh, I like that on your island, you think there's like a bartender with a blender.
Even if it's Gilligan's Island, I would
be
thrilled.
They seem to have a lot of stuff, I guess, because of the professor.
Well, and you can make calls with coconuts and all sorts of things. Or you can listen to radio. You can listen
to radio with
a coconut, yeah.
It did seem nice on Gilligan's Island.
It seemed very nice. And... it was so sad and kind of pathetic every time they would, like, build a raft and not be able to...
You were like, tonight's the night. They're going to get... Nope.
Yeah, they didn't.
They didn't. Oh. They didn't. Okay. Stuts. Let's see.
And where are we?
Stuts. Oh, but like you were saying, it is interesting, their relationship. I mean, because I have a therapist, and I don't know anything about him.
Yeah, I don't know anything about...
don't even know their name.
No, I know her name.
But in this documentary, it really made you feel like, oh, I didn't know that was an option, like being best friends with your psychiatrist.
Yeah.
But you know who I love? I love...
Is it me?
I love you so much, and I wanted to take this time. No. I love therapists and I love yoga instructors.
So you love going to therapy?
Yes. Both of those groups of people seem to care so much for 1 hour. They're so interested in your whatever you've got going on. And the yoga instructors, you know, they come over and they'll help you with your downward dog.
They like grab your hips.
Yeah, and they'll be like, are you loose? Are you tight here? And it's like, you know, and it's.
Here's the thing. I enjoy going to therapy as well, but I get a little stressed because I get kind of caught up thinking about how they have to listen to people.
I do the same thing.
And I'm like, ugh, I feel terrible bothering you with this. I really feel that because I just, I'm like, and look, I enjoy doing stand-up, but there are certainly days and nights that maybe I'm not having a great day or I'm tired, I didn't sleep or, you know, there's something
going on. Yeah, you have to have a bad day
on.
Sometimes.
Right. And I think about that with therapists, really anybody in their jobs.
Yeah.
And
but therapists like a one-on-one and they're just staring at you and
hearing about
your bullshit.
Hell.
I know.
Hell.
Sometimes I'll be talking and I'll be like, anyway, blah, blah, blah. I've already told you this before. And he's like, what? He's like, why are you saying blah, blah, blah? I'm like, well, it's like, it's not interesting and it doesn't even matter. Let's
Things
move on.
Things are tough, you know? And then it's like, How do you have a good day? I mean, I guess their job is to not attach
emotionally to your stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I think would be really hard is being a couples therapist.
See,
I don't think I'd be good at that because I'd be like, you know what she said actually does sound right. And then he'd say something. I'd go, wait a second. Now that he says that, I think
right,
I like.
But I would prefer that because it wouldn't feel as dark, I think, as somebody sitting.
Are you kidding? I think that's like 100 times darker.
I don't see because they're like, he won't do this and she won't stop saying
like Jerry
that.
Springer?
Bah, 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 bah. And then somebody's
now your
sitting.
Shoulder's shaking.
Somebody's sitting alone in an office going.
With their tissue? Like when
yeah,
I was six.
Yeah, just being like.
Could it be because when I was six?
Thought I
was shunned in the lunchroom line.
Might. Yeah. it's. I just think it has the potential to get even darker because I think people aren't fully necessarily sharing everything with their spouses. Not everyone. You know?
It's probably more boring one-on-one.
And awkward. Somebody's sharing something so dark and crazy, and it's just one face staring back at you, going, just gulp. You know? Whereas, like, there's, like, one extra person in the party of a therapy session. Or even if you're in a throuple, then you have the three in the relationship
three-way.
And the therapist.
Mm.
And then, so there's four. There's a little bit more deflection. Mm. But at that one-on-one face-off of, like,
one-on-one.
I did this. Or I thought this. Or this happened to me. And it's just one person just going,
just like, no,
God help you. You sorry soul.
I don't know how they stay awake. And I've said that to my therapist. I'm like, I honestly don't know how you stay awake and listen to people's bullshit.
And then is he like,
huh? And then I look over and he's got like a 7-Eleven big gulp of coffee. Like, we just do. Don't worry about it.
Who said what?
Cracklin' what? Oh my God. Okay. All right. Okay. Back to Stutz.
We have to take a break.
Oh, come on. We haven't
Cheryl,
really.
I know, but that's what we do. It's what we do.
Ah, shoot. Okay. When we come back, we'll talk about the String of Pearls.
We'll be right back on Tig and Cheryl. True Story, a comedy podcast. If this is your first time joining us, a comedy podcast where we talk about documentaries. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles, just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
And we are back on the Oprah Winfrey Show.
Okay, a few things. Mm-hmm. Another idea that he has is he talks about the string of pearls.
Yeah.
And each individual action you take is one pearl on the string.
Yeah. It's not negative or positive.
Right. It's right? an action. Like you
it's
have to
action.
You have to do that and it gets you to the next thing.
Oh, I listened. I listened.
And he also says each pearl has a turd in it. By the way, if my therapist ever said the word turd... I would be, it would be hard for me to be, it would take me back. I would need a second.
It's like when a doctor says something like fart, you know? All right, we're going to do this procedure and then you're probably going to fart a lot. or they just use something that is just not like, medical.
No.
Turd or fart.
That's right, turd. I was like, oh, I wouldn't. I would have to be like, I think, oh, you want to hear something funny?
Always. And by the way, if you have something funny to say, just tell the story. Don't set it up with want to hear something funny.
Well, you might not think this is funny. But
and let me decide. Okay. That's why you shouldn't tee it up with want to hear something funny.
So my friend Julie and I, this was years ago, right?
I know, Julie.
And and some of our friends asked us if we would direct a sketch comedy show that they were doing.
Congrats, Cheryl.
Thanks. Congrats. And we were thrilled to do it. We were so excited. We had a great time.
Yeah.
And they wanted to use it like as an industry night to invite important people from the entertainment industry. And everything was going great. And then we didn't know what they were going to call the show.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't know until they put out a little ad for it. And the show was called...
Was it... Called turd fart?
Turd polish. And my friend Julie and I were like...
So you were the director of turd polish.
And we were beside ourselves. We were like, oh, this is like going out to agents and to casting directors. And it's like turd polish, directed by Cheryl. Wait a second. And by that time, it was too late. And
that is funny. So, I say that's you can set up with want to hear a funny story.
So, yeah, I directed turd polish. If anyone's keeping track. So maybe this triggered me when I heard that every pearl has a turd in it. It took me right to turd polish, and it brought back a wave of.
That is so funny.
It was. Listen, Julie and I, we spent so long on the phone. Like, what are we gonna do? Oh my god, what are we gonna do?
And did you ever tell your friends that you were
upset with turd polish?
Yeah. Do they know now?
No.
And was turd polish a success? Did anyone come from that?
I mean, Brad Pitt wasn't in turd polish, if that's what
really.
And listen, as I recall, and once again, this was a long time ago, there were very talented people in turd polish.
Yeah.
Okay. Is one of them a superstar right now? Not that I.
Turd polish. Directed by Cheryl. That's so funny.
This was, I think, early on. I was on Curb, you know, and I was like, shitballs. This is what's going out to the industry.
And did industry come? Or were
I think
they
industry
like...
came some. I don't know that everyone was attracted to the title of the show. And I didn't even know. I had to go to the main guy, and I was like, can you just tell me why it's called turd polish? Am I missing something? Because do you even know what that means?
Well, like something that's not great.
Yeah, so you shine you it up better. And hope.
Yeah. It's interesting that we're talking about turds.
Mm-hmm.
Because when we picked up our sons today from school,
mm-hmm.
Max, as he was stepping into the car, yelled, dog turd! And Stephanie and I looked at each other. She's like, dog turd? And I guess it's like once they're let out into the world and making friends, you can't have the conversation of where did they hear that?
Right. They're out there.
Of course.
They're living their lives somewhere.
Hey, they're almost seven. They're going to run across dog turd and actual dog turds.
Dog turd.
dog turd and jumped into the car. There, I guess there was one lying right next to the car.
A turd. I mean, do you ever use the word turd?
In this episode.
Like when you talk about horny?
Yeah.
This belongs in the horny category.
Of least favorite. Words. I tried to shove the word horny into my
stop
writer's
right there.
Room today. Yeah.
Did they like it?
Well, you know, it creates a little giggle. Thomas laughs because he knows it's my favorite word to wedge into the moment that nobody's trying to use that word.
We do have horny snorkbolts out there. Hey, horny snorkbolts.
We have horny turds out there. Yes.
So I don't know about the each pearl has a turd in it. Honestly, that one was
I forgot what
that's
this
where we
came
started.
From. Okay.
But they said true confidence is living in uncertainty mm-hmm. and moving forward.
Okay.
Which is also true because uncertainty you can just do what do they do? Like doggy paddle around in
sure.
a circle in uncertainty.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you've got to move forward or you're just going
you
to keep going.
You have
to. Yeah. Oh, okay. This is a spoiler alert.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to spill some beans.
Okay.
So Aiden and Brandy, mm-hmm. if you guys want to stop down your vacuums for a second and pause, partway through this documentary,
mm-hmm.
it was kind of trippy, wasn't it? Mm-hmm. That all of a sudden Jonah says, okay, let's be real for a second.
Yeah.
And then he takes off his wig. He's like, none of this isn't real.
Yeah.
And you're like, what? And then he takes off his wig and he goes, my hair doesn't look like this now. We're not sitting in your office. We're in front of a green screen.
Uh-huh.
We started working on this film 2 years ago when I had this hair.
Yep.
And then I wanted to try to make it seem like it was all done in a day. And what's great about Jonah, what I loved and what you probably loved too, is just him saying, and I don't even know what this film is about.
Yeah.
I don't know how to end it. I don't know what it's about.
Yeah.
Are we being authentic by sitting here in a wig and in front of the yeah. green screen?
Yeah.
It was interesting.
I connected to that moment.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I feel like I could see myself doing that.
Yeah.
I was sitting there in a wig with a green screen.
Yeah.
And trying to make something seem authentic, I might be like, hold on a minute. What are we doing? What
is
are
this
we
crazy?
Doing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, by
yeah.
the way, I also say that to my therapist. I like that I'm really bragging about my therapist. I go in and out.
Everyone is so impressed, by the way.
But I'll say, does that sound crazy? And he'll uh-huh. look at me and go, I know, you don't use the word crazy, don't. But it's not like he has ever said, never use the word. He hardly talks. I do all the talking. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, I know, it is crazy, but you would never admit that it's crazy. So I'll move on.
Yeah.
And he's just sitting there like, okay.
Do I need to be here for this?
So Stutz tells Jonah uh-huh. that the only way to move forward is vulnerability.
Mm-hmm.
And then Jonah talked about growing up, being overweight when he was growing up, and it ruined his self-esteem.
Mm-hmm.
And even, you know, when he's in his best physical shape and his career is successful, he still feels terrible.
Yeah.
And they talk about the idea of the shadow, the part of mm-hmm. oneself you're most ashamed of.
Mm-hmm.
And then they brought out a big cardboard cutout of Jonah, a picture of Jonah when he was 14 in high school and overweight. And, you know, they put it there and then Stutz asked Jonah to talk to his shadow.
Mm-hmm.
Which, by the way, a lot of this stuff we did in acting class. Mm-hmm. Did you ever have acting classes that were like this, that were really like...
Your question should have ended at, did you ever have acting classes? That's where I thought. That's what I thought you were going to ask me. And I was going to say, you've seen my work, right? Tig in space. Tig fighting zombies. Tig in Mississippi.
Yeah, we had acting classes where, you know, they really wanted you to go to deep and they wanted to find out what's your darkest hour, your darkest moment, what, you know.
And did you find that helped your acting?
It did. Mostly because what I realized later was really the exercise was to keep talking through your emotions. So I had this one class where, and I might have told you this too, I don't know. But what they wanted you to bring in an object that you had an emotional attachment to, and then tell the story of that object. So when people got up there and they would tell the story about this object, usually it brought tears. And so
what did you bring?
Well, oh, now we're going to get deep. I brought a poem that my dad had given to me. Not that he had written, but just that.
Yeah.
But, and it was a sweet poem, but I mean, what was really difficult about it for me was I put so much importance on this poem that he gave me.
Yeah.
Because it was really kind of one of the only things he had ever given me.
Yeah.
But it also kind of made me sad because I know in my heart there's no world he went and bought a poem for me.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it was complicated because it was like, I know.
So where did it come from?
Oh, you know, it was just like printed on a little poster or something. I don't know where it came from. Yeah, but I imagine maybe somebody gave it to it. Like,
yeah.
He wasn't the type of person that would go out and go, oh, I'm going to get a poem for Cheryl. He just wasn't that kind of guy.
Sure. Can I ask what the poem was about?
It was called Climb Until You Reach Your Dreams.
Aww.
So it was it was an inspirational poem.
Yeah.
And I memorized it and I was like, oh, he must know I really want to be an actor. And it's like, I don't know that that's really. But so that
See, my stepfather gave me a poem that was titled Climb Until You Go to Business School.
That he picked out especially for you when you wanted to go to business school.
No, that he wrote, and it was a one-line poem that said, climb until you go to business school. Anyway.
That was the whole poem.
And I did not.
But, I mean, this exercise did two things. One was, if you're an actor and you need to get to an emotional place in a scene or in a play, you might want to have this object with you. Because when you see this object, it might take you to an emotional place.
Oh, I see.
So you have that and the idea of being very, very vulnerable in front of people. Because most people's instincts are, you know, if you feel like you're going to cry, you turn your head the other way. You take a minute to collect yourself.
You fan your face with whatever mail is on your desk during a podcast.
What if that's all I did in my acting class was just fan? Ooh, I brought this poem up, but wait a second.
With overdue bills.
But the idea was our teacher wanted you to keep talking through those tears, through those emotions, because as actors, that's what you have to do. And that's what you have to, you know, be ready to do. Because you're not going to turn your face away from the camera and collect yourself. That's not interesting to watch. God, how do we get off on this?
Stuts.
Okay. Oh, and then what about when Jonah's mom came on? Sharon came on. And then Jonah and Sharon exchanged some ideas and...
Yeah, it was interesting to see, you know, he had such openness towards her, and there's clearly issues there.
Yeah.
And then there was acknowledgement that they wouldn't likely have that conversation just one-on-one.
Yeah.
And I think that's very common.
Yeah.
Is you need that
other person
or that situation that tees you up to.
Yeah. Then we found out about Stutz and his relationship.
And his family, and like losing his brother, his three-year-old brother, and Jonah had lost his brother a few years ago. And that connection that it's so, you know, you can think, oh, somebody loses a sibling so many years ago that maybe that's gone.
Right. The emotional pain.
Yeah. But it's clear that that wasn't.
Yeah.
Gone.
Yeah. I think, too, what's magical about this is that they're two guys being so vulnerable. Like, I don't know if this was a film with two women, it wouldn't be as surprising, maybe. You know what I mean? Because women, I don't know, we get each other. We can
girlfriend.
Talk about it. Hey, girl.
I get you.
I got so many emotions I want to share with you.
Everyone tells me I look like men. I am a girl through and through, and I get you.
No matter how many times someone says I look like Ashton Kutcher.
I'm sitting there having girl talk with you. I'm having girl talk with you, and somebody walks up and is like, excuse me, sir. I'm like, oh, no, no, no.
Oh, no, no. I'm about to do a hair toss.
I am chit-chatting with my girls right now.
Oh, God. Okay.
You know what I really enjoyed also was, you know, Stutz is so stoic.
Yeah.
And reserved. But then he has this sense of humor.
Yeah.
And he can be sarcastic and.
Yeah. And zing the joke back.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because that's also what was great about it is it was also funny.
Yeah. And I think that he could potentially be hard to get or understand or feel like you could joke with.
I know.
And so that made it all the more special was that Jonah saw that in him and recognized it. You know, because I'm sure there's so many people that have gone in to see Stutz and had just a very dry, straightforward conversation that's, you know.
Didn't involve jokes.
Yeah.
About sleeping with your mother and things like
that. Yeah, exactly. But maybe I'm wrong. Maybe Stutz says that to everybody that walks in. But I was thinking about how, you know, there's so many people in my life that I've had a great time pulling out parts of their personality or they've brought out parts of my personality.
Yeah.
And those are those really, really special connections where you're like, ha,
oh, I'm look at you. You got it in you. Can you imagine if there was a therapist that wasn't that stoic that, you know, you would tell them something and they'd be like, oh, that would be me. Oh, my God.
No way.
Wait,
oh, my God.
Your sister-in-law, tell me that again. Just tell me the whole thing again because that sounds crazy.
Oh, my God. Just please. I'm not going to tell anybody, but what happened?
It does sound like you've got a lot of issues. A lot. You have a lot of stuff to work through.
But I will say that my elderly gentleman therapist.
Oh, hey, elderly gentleman therapist.
Hey, elderly gentleman therapist. He will definitely laugh. Like, I'll say something and he'll definitely laugh. He's not as poker face as my therapist now.
As your local. Let's just call her your local.
Yeah. But a lot of times she's out of state also. So we'll Zoom or talk on the phone.
That's harder.
Yeah.
What are you going to do? You're on the road. She's on the... Why is she on the road? Not my business. Listen, it's not my business.
I can't ask her. It's none of my business.
What if she does stand-up comedy and you have no idea?
Well, it was funny.
And she opens for you one night and you're like, oh my God, this is why you're never in the office.
But there was a feeling of like when we were on Zoom and her dogs barked or she was like, hold on, I have to go put my dogs away. I was like, you have dogs? Like, I don't know anything about you.
It's like seeing your teacher at the grocery store when you're in fifth grade. You're like, what?
You eat food?
Happening?
Or just like a gerbil. Oh my God, my gerbil got out. Hold on one second. Like, what? You have a gerbil? I'm so confused.
Very personal. Okay, Tig. Are you happily ready? Happily.
Are you happily married?
Are you happily married? It is time for happily ever after thoughts. That did not come easily. Happily ever after thoughts.
Been where we out of it for 4 weeks.
I know. Where we give our final thoughts on this week's documentary. Did you cry?
I don't think I cried.
Yeah, I don't think I cried.
But I felt.
I felt.
Yeah.
I felt. Uh-huh. I felt deep. Who were you attracted to on the count of three? 1, 2, 3. Jonah.
Jonah.
I mean, we only have a choice of two. Or Jonah's mom. There
Mother.
Are three.
Yeah. But I definitely was like, God, Jonah's so cute.
Oh, he was so cute.
Yeah.
God dang it, he's cute.
I don't know if I'm what he's looking for. Does he have a girlfriend or is he married? Or
I don't know.
Like if word gets out to her, is she going to be upset?
I don't know if he's married. Thomas.
Hey, Jonah's future wife. Hey.
He has a girlfriend.
He has a girlfriend.
Who is she?
Oh.
Olivia Millar.
Guess what, Olivia Millar?
Tig is coming after you.
No, Jonah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not going Jonah after her.
Coming after Jonah. Oh, is there anything that we'd like to say to talk back? What's our segment called?
Oh, yeah. Talk back.
Talk
true
back.
True story, segment. Talk back.
To talk true back story, segment. Talk back.
You know what I want to say? I want to say, hey. Jonah Hill.
Yes.
I know I'm going to make no difference in your life, but by God, are you an interesting, smart, adorable, likable, funny guy, and I like you.
I will echo that. Jonah. Hey, Jonah. Hey. I really appreciated this film, and I really appreciate, first of all, that you did it. Second of all, that you were as open as you were. And I do think it will make a difference in people's lives. I mean, and what greater gift can you give to people than that? And hi, Stutz. Hi, Stutz. Thanks, Stutz, for doing this too.
I hope Stutz got everything sorted with his love.
Lady friend. Mm-hmm. It seems like Jonah helped him work through his lady love.
Yeah.
That sounds dirty.
Dirtier than a turd.
If I never hear the word turd for the rest of my life, I will be so happy.
You're going to hear it every episode from here on out. I have to say, I'm interested to examine things a little more. The, you know, Stutz's ideas and his drawings and everything.
Yeah. That's all for this week's episode. Next week, we'll be talking about The Hatchet-Wielding Hitchhiker on Netflix. Tig, before we go, would you like to hear a little true fan mail?
Yes, please.
Okay. This is from Becky. Hey, Becky, hey.
Hey, Becky, hey.
Hey, Tig and Cheryl, hey. During your H&M episode, I forgot how we called it, the H&M episode. H&M. You discussed how a grown man dressed in a baby costume is a turnoff. I once had a boyfriend who dressed as a baby for a 1960s theme party. He asserted that's how he dressed in the 1960s because he was born in 1969.
No girl.
So amid sea of hippies and mods, there was my boyfriend wearing nothing but an adult diaper.
Girl, no.
Because he only needed one diaper to wear to the party and didn't want to waste the rest of them, he then had an open package of adult diapers in the corner of his messy bedroom. This was not sexy. Thank you for all that you do, Becky.
Oh.
Okay, listen. If I had a boyfriend, we were going to a 60s party and he walked out in a...
Or anywhere. Cheryl? Not that the theme is wrong.
Is it weird? Because it seems like, I'm generalizing here. It seems like women aren't as drawn to dressing up like a baby as men are. I can't think of one woman I've ever seen dressed as a baby wearing a diaper holding a bottle.
What is that about?
I don't know. But if you're listening and you have thoughts about it, hit us up on social media. Okay. Here's one more. Gregory. This is from Gregory. Hey, Gregory.
Hey, Gregory. Hey.
Hey, Tegan Cheryl. I'm an engineer on a boat. And I travel around a lot and spend a lot of...
Braggadocious alert!
I spend a lot of... I like that. That's how he brags. I spend a lot of time alone down in the engine room working. I'm a big time fan of your show, and it often makes me feel like I am with two other friends while I'm working and catch myself laughing completely alone. Aww. Well, because I work on a boat, holidays are often missed, as was this Thanksgiving. I was down in Mexico and feeling quite alone and isolated on Thanksgiving night. As I flipped through the channels, a commercial came up for holiday movies, and just like that, there was Cheryl. She was on a clip from Bad Moms Christmas, sporting a big smile, saying something that was dubbed over with a very loud and big, "See!" This instantly cheered me up, feeling like a friend came to say hello. Oh my God. The best part was that she clearly was saying something much longer and different than C. And the voice was drastically different and really made me laugh. Anyways, thanks for everything you do. You're putting big smiles on my face out at sea. Oh, that was from Gregory. That is the sweetest. Oh, that makes me happy.
Hang in there, Greg.
Yeah, thank you, Greg. Okay, do you have something you'd like to plug? Talk about?
Yeah. I would like to plug the new movie I'm in, Your Place or Mine on Netflix with Reese Witherspoon and...
Braggadocious alert!
And Ashton Kutcher.
Braggadocious alert!
And then I also have another movie coming out on Netflix. They're both in February. It's called We Have a Ghost. And then I also have tour dates coming up that you can check out on my website. I have some shows starting, I believe, in April. And
there's no way to know.
There is no way to know. There's no possible way to know. And then we have our live show.
I know. Our
Get
live
your tickets
show.
To our live streaming show.
Yeah. Don't miss it. It'll be ridiculous.
It'll be terrible.
All right.
Do you have anything?
Not really. I'm going to say no. It's just, you know, there's stuff floating around out there. You can Google it.
And I Google it all the time. What is Cheryl up to? Also, my other podcast, Don't Ask Tig. Check it out. Subscribe to this podcast. Mm-hmm. If you are listening or your first time and you like what you hear, or even if you don't like what you hear, click subscribe. Right?
Yes. All right, turd polish.
Horny turd polish. Should we do it again?
Yeah, let's do it again. Tig and Cheryl True Story is hosted by me, Cheryl Hines, and Tig Notaro. It's produced by Thomas Ouellette, audio engineered and edited by Thomas Ouellette, with production assistance from Bobby Pearson. Music by David Sesson. Special thanks to Gabby Kovacic, Patrick McDonald, and Stephanie Allen. Follow us on social media for updates and review and rate True Story on Apple Podcasts. We really appreciate it. You can email us at tigandcherylTrueStory@gmail.com.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.